For some reason, we've lost power in our HVAC unit somewhere.
So we'd like to begin our Sevier County Commission meeting. It's November 10th, 2025. And in attendance within our commission meeting today, we have all three commissioners, Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown. We have Malcolm here with our executive director. We have Josh here from the attorney's office. And we excuse Casey, but we appreciate you being here to cover for us, Josh. Thank you. And we have Steve Wall, our clerk auditor. We've asked Commissioner Brown to lead us in a prayer and a pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we bow our heads before thee at the beginning of this Sevier County Commission meeting. We're indeed grateful for the opportunity we have to serve the public and to make good choices. Bless us that we can have discernment to help where there's problems and find solutions and keep a tight budget and be frugal with all of our money, that we can do the best we can. We're thankful for this little valley and for all the great people, especially thankful for all of our department heads and all of our employees that work so hard to make this a great place to live. Thankful for all the blessings, and we pray for moisture and all that we need, other blessings we may stand in need of. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner. We'd like to take care of any correspondence that, and some business that we have before us today. We'll maybe start with Commissioner Jensen.
Nothing really. I was at Public Lands Council in Fountain Green this morning. Just know that the whole state is looking at any ways they can help our counties. They talked a little bit about RS-247, makes 2477, make sure we maintain access, revisiting our road plans, you know, make sure that we, if something has been denied, we're in a government that has help to rectify and or change and get our roads back if they were taken from us. Permitting is going well. CLIPCO Representative Reg Johnson stated that they had a uranium mine approved in 13 days and permitted. And that's awesome, where it's taken, you know, decades and other times. And so we're in a time period to have things go well. And so it was a good meeting to be at and know that people are looking out for us.
Thank you. I have nothing along lines of correspondence to share, Commissioner Brown.
13 days, it's surprising what you do with the government shutdown.
Yes, exactly. That was brought up. That was not a snide comment, that's reality.
Anything? Malcolm, have you got anything to share today? Josh, anything from the county attorney's office?
As of right now, no.
Okay. Maybe we'll move to Steve.
You've got a copy of the 10-year budget that I got prepared for you there for you to look at. So we've been working on that. Asking approval for that. We can go through the next couple of weeks and make any changes that you see fit, and it'll give you a place to start.
We appreciate Steve giving us that tentative budget and recognize the good work that he does to get that out to us. So that's been in our packet. We've been looking at it. So I would entertain a motion to then accept the tentative budget.
I'll make a motion to accept the tentative budget that which had been presented.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we accept that tentative budget for this coming year. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. So tentative budget is accepted. Then we'll move to the next item of business, and that is the minutes of our commission meeting on the 27th and the work session on November 3rd.
Motion to approve both drafts.
And I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of both those meetings. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Those minutes are approved and accepted. Next item is to consider the payment approval report. I'd accept a motion for that approval of that report.
I'll make a motion to approve the payment approval report.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the payment approval report that's in our packet. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes. Unanimous. Let us all sign that here. Okay, the next item is to consider recommended assessor adjustments.
Terry's not here today. She's ill, I believe.
Okay.
Sick, but she did leave these with us. There's four adjustments. The information's there on that first page. And then the details on the next page is for each of those afterwards. But those are her recommendations for adjustments on her.
Okay. Look that over. Any questions from the commissioners on the adjustments that's been presented to us from the assessor's office?
I don't have any adjustments, and I would approve the adjustments from the assessor's office.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve these adjustments that have been presented to us today. And all those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. So we're going to wait on the public hearing until 1:45. So the next item on the agenda is to consider the a memorandum of agreement with the, for the Provisional Indigent Defense Services and the agreement for Indigent Defense Services with the 6th District Court. So, Johanna.
Hi. So, as far as the memorandum, let's start with the MOU first.
Okay.
Several years ago, we did one with Wayne County, because I'm managing Sevier County and Wayne County, and we updated that a couple years ago when I started managing with Sampy County. Unbeknownst to me, well, I didn't realize it expired in July, and so we need to do a new one. So that's what this is. Now, a copy of this was sent to Casey. He did not have the opportunity to review it. However, it is exactly the same language as the old one. The only thing that changed was the dates. And so he told me he's okay, since there were no changes. We're just updating it to go for another 3 years. So I don't know if anybody has any questions. I didn't realize Josh would be here. I would have sent it to him on Friday.
You didn't ask.
But Casey should have told me. But basically, this is just saying that you're going to work with the other counties as far as having a managing public defender going forward. Public defender acts on your behalf, asking for grants, funds.
Okay.
Basically, the managing public defender is the liaison between the counties and the Indigent Defense Commission.
Okay. And where it's just more or less just the same agreement, just renewing those same terms and all that.
Correct.
Okay. Any input from Josh, anything?
That was essentially what Casey told me, is that he knew there was two... and I believe he signed on the first, but with the date change, that one's not the one he signed.
So the one he signed was the Indigent Defense Services Agreement, which is the contracts.
Yeah, we have Casey's stamp on the first.
He didn't stamp this one because...
He is aware that after you and him talked, that the only changes in the dates.
Correct.
Okay.
So.
The terms are the same.
Okay. Any questions then?
Motion to approve.
And I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve that memorandum of agreement then. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous.
So I need to have a commissioner sign, and I also need to have Steve, because he's the one that sends the checks.
As I look through this, we have a spot on the bottom of the one page to sign. Is that right?
So there's...
I think there's actually a couple of questions.
Is there?
She's got the one she wants you to sign. Okay.
Yeah, I want you to sign my copies. I'm going to leave these with Valerie.
Okay.
So... make it pretty.
Oh, you found me when you said that.
What's that?
Will I be able to read it?
Well, I don't know if you have to necessarily read it. Maybe the part where you put your title on the bottom.
I just dated it.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is the agreement, Indigent Defense Services Agreement. This is it.
Bless you.
We're going to do that in a minute. This is the only one I need you to sign. So once I get copies from Sanky, I'll leave copies of these with the clerk's office, but once I get copies of the other two counties, I will forward those to this county. The next thing I need to go over is the Indigent Defense Services Agreement. Casey has had a chance to review that. As you are aware, I was here a couple weeks ago, and we went over the grant award agreement from the Indigent Defense Commission. This embodies that. If you go to page 4 and 5, it has the contract amounts for the providers, which is part of the budget. This is a new contract. The only difference between this and previous contracts is this one lasts for a term of 3 years. As the county's aware, I come back every year because our funding is on a yearly basis, but there's been some questions why we're only doing it for a year instead of longer. If the amounts change, we will do an amendment. But for the time being, I've written them for 3 years.
I didn't see that. It goes from July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2028. And on my paper, it shows Casey has...
Yes, this is the one he saw and approved.
Okay.
And these are the annual things we looked at when you came in for a budget hearing.
Yeah, so when salaries. When I discussed the budget, there's several different items. The biggest item is the contracted providers. Those are the amounts that are on pages 4 and 5.
Okay.
So this is the agreement between the counties and the providers. For the ease of the county, I have combined it into one contract with everyone's signature. I am still waiting on getting some providers' signatures, but once I have the completed contracts, I will forward a copy to the clerk's office.
Okay. With that explanation from Johanna, any other questions for her?
I don't have any.
Okay. I'd accept a motion then to accept the agreement that we have presented to us then.
I will make that motion to accept the agreement with Johanna.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the agreement with Johanna and in the Indigent Defense Services rendered to Sevier County. And all those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimously.
And I just need you to sign your copy.
Okay.
And then I have one more thing. It's not on the agenda, but I'm not sure if the commissioners are aware. I put in my resignation. I accepted a position with the Guardian of Items office, so I'll be starting that December 1st. The labor group, because we've already been working together doing the managing defense services, they're prepared to take over so that there's continuity of services, make sure everybody gets paid. All of the information is already with our firm.
Okay.
So.
Johanna, question here.
Does that say?
Well, this is the first line. Which is the signature line? This right here?
Uh-huh.
That one? So yeah. This line is just left blank and you'll...
No, sign above right there.
Sign above?
Yeah, and then I'll write your name
okay.
in.
Okay, perfect.
So who
you're asking me
besides...
So you'll most likely... Well, Because they're going to be separating duties between the firm, one of the assistants will most likely be coming to handle administrative stuff like this, unless they need an attorney to come to the commission meetings. My assistant right now, Lisa, helps with doing the reporting. I normally communicate with the clerk's office directly, but she'll be taking over those duties just because she already has all the information. So.
Well, it's been good working with you.
It has been, and I'm really sad to leave because this is something I built from the ground up, and we've been doing it for the last 6 years, but my family decided this was the best course of action at this point, so hopefully I'll have a little bit more time for my family. Maybe, probably not. Maybe I'm in the clouds. But I've really enjoyed working with the county, and I've enjoyed the support that we got from Sevier County initially is what brought the ball rolling to this area to help us to get support from Wayne County and San Pete County. And so I really just appreciate you for taking a chance, because when this very first started, it was totally unknown. None of us knew what we were doing. And now that we've been doing it for a while, we have a pretty good program in place, and I'm hopeful they'll be able to continue it. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanna. Okay. So with that one, we'll cross that one off of our agenda, and we'll move back one item to a public hearing that we have scheduled. I'd accept a motion to move from our regular commission meeting and move into a public hearing.
I'll make that motion to go to a public hearing.
Second.
Move and second that we move from this meeting to a public hearing. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes.